1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
BBC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. A late night on Capitol Hill, where negotiators met to work out a solution to the impending debt limit crisis, but they failed to walk away with a deal. ABC's Andy Field has reaction from the president's team.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at the Japan summit saying, yes, they are talking budget cuts, but they aren't tying them to raising the debt ceiling.
This is not negotiable. This has been done 78 times since 1960.
Back in Washington, D.C., Speaker McCarthy insisting the debt and the budget are connected.
Look, we can't be spending more money next year.
Not clear if both sides will continue talks this weekend.
As Biden administration officials look on from Hiroshima, where the president is attending the G7 summit, American officials are announcing they've agreed to let Ukrainian pilots begin training on F-16 fighter jets. This marks a reversal for Biden, who told ABC News back in February that Ukrainian soldiers did not need that training. Questions remain over who will supply those F-16s. This is ABC News. Rains in North Carolina on Friday. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano has where the trouble spots are going to be this weekend.
Heavy rain for New Jersey, New York, and much of New England. A very soggy Saturday, but hey, you know what? We could use the rain. And that front does push everything out to sea by the time Sunday comes around for more pleasant weather, so we'll salvage at least half the weekend.
Leaders of sanctuary cities are scrambling to find shelter for arriving migrants. ABC's Stephanie Ramos reports from the historic Roosevelt Hotel in New York that's become an intake center.
As cities like New York and Denver deal with the ripple effects of this migrant crisis, federal authorities say data shows border arrests continue to decline in the first week since Title 42 expired.
Microsoft is one step closer to acquiring the video game company Activision Blizzard. The tech giant has announced China has unconditionally approved its bid to buy the maker of popular games like Call of Duty. It comes days after the European Union signed off on the $69 billion deal. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing. You know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
This is it, Aaron. Is it last time out there, last time here? What are you going to miss?
I'm going to miss your questions, Bill. And Mike Clemens taking 10 seconds to do a lead up. And Pete angling for something. And Bob writing stories about my personal life. And Jason bringing it back home with something that's kind of heavy hitting. Stephanie Sutton coming out of left field. A good question. I miss the guys. I miss the fans.
Yeah. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And on the phone with us, as you heard, Aaron Rodgers is going to miss his 10-minute lead-up. Mike Clemens, who is Civic Media's new sports reporter. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. How you doing, man?
Am I that long-winded? Really? Jane?
Michael?
Really?
We've known each other a long time,
I know.
Michael.
You surprised all of us on the all-hands call that you two go way back.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's teasing around. But the moment he said that, that's after they just lost to the Lions at home at Lambeau Field in prime time. You thought, hey, they just win this game. They sneak back into the playoffs after having a really rough season. And somebody said, hey, you know, Rodgers give you a shout-out. I'm like, you know. I've been here for 18 years. Eventually, people are going to know your name, right?
You'd hope so.
I've been through this. Yeah, I've been through this with Favre. I've been through this with this guy. He'll be back. And then, you know, he goes into a darkness retreat, and he comes back out. And the fact is, all along the way, there were little moments last year that I didn't talk about on the air. Because it's just, well, you know, the guy's 38, 39 years old. I mean, you start sort of wrapping up and saying goodbye. But like taking selfies with certain employees during practice and training camp. I brought one guy over, the team photographer. He had a selfie with him two or three times. And I said, are you leaving? And he goes, no. I said, well, why did he ask you for a picture? He goes, I don't know why. So there's little things along the way that kind of felt like this might be the long goodbye. And then when Nathaniel Hackett, an offensive coordinator that he loved working with those first 3 years after LaFleur came in, got hired as the offensive coordinator of the Jets, and then they lost to the Jets. I mean, he found out firsthand how good the Jets' defense is. And the other thing is, we've been talking to the coaches this week. I'm calling you right now from the office that I work from. It's a little media office I've had up in Lambeau Field now for about 10, 12 years. We talked to the coaches this week, and the fact is, you know, Aaron took those two springs off where he wouldn't go to OTAs. Well, guess who got all the snaps? Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And then, you know, last year during practice, Rodgers had that thumb injury. Jordan Love getting all the practice snaps Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday. And then he got into that game against the Eagles, and the quarterback coach, Tom Clements, who's still here even though Rodgers brought him in, said, that's when we knew the kid was ready. And so the organization went to Aaron after that Lions loss and said, look, first things first, do you want to play again? Because if you do want to play again, then we'll tell you what our plan is. We'll see if you like it. Like, hey, look, there's some of these guys you want to bring back. We've got to cut. We've got to move on. We're going to be younger. So, but first just decide if you want to be a player. At that point, I think Rodgers, you know, responded back to the Jets and said, is that offer still there? And that's the way it went down.
That's fascinating. That's the kind of insight you get with 18 years you've been covering the Packers?
Michael, I had no idea it's been that long.
Well, it's been that long, Jane, since you and I were doing the morning show in Milwaukee, and then I went to this all sports talk station that we built that was across the hallway. Actually, I've been doing this. Bart Starr was the coach. I was like 20.
Oh.
And I was shooting camera for a TV station in Milwaukee, and it was Friday, and we got done doing a morning show that we were doing there with Lane O'Brien.
Oh, my
you
God.
You worked with him, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we're doing this morning show, and the reporter said, Greg, he said, okay, let's see, that's Friday. Friday show's now done. Sunday, can you come up with me and shoot a Packers game? Yeah. Uh-huh. I was about 20 or 20, and the next thing I know, my first NFL game that I ever covered or attended as a fan or whatever, after playing high school football and varsity, I'm on the sidelines with a TV camera shooting Lynn Dickey throwing to James Lofton and those guys at a Packers game. And I've been coming ever since.
Wait, so your first game even as a fan was you were there working?
Yeah.
Oh,
on the sidelines.
Wow.
With a press pass around my neck, yeah. Pretty wild. Pretty lucky.
I never realized that you have been doing this for so long. So that means you lived through the decades of suckage.
I did. I was there for the last 4 or 5 years of it. I was. And then, I'll tell you what, you know, and I was covering Packers, as you remember, you know, when we this show that Jane and I did, we had Dorsey Levens on, the running back,
right,
during Favre Super Bowl years, and then Mark Tauscher, you know, who does Badger games now.
Yeah.
We had him on every week calling our show. But there was getting to the point where I just thought, you know, Favre, he's never going to make it back. And I was starting to think, maybe if I just stay home on my Sundays and all, I don't know if they'll ever get another quarterback like that again. And then next spring, they drafted Aaron Rodgers and thought, oh, maybe I should stick around for this. So it's turned out. And now I'm really excited because what I can do for you guys is I'm free now. Civic Media is going to – I can cover Packers, Bucks, and Brewers. And get, you know, right to the point of some of these stories is what's going on with the teams, the ownership changes, and the players is all, and could get that story to our listeners, you know, get right to the point of that stuff.
Our guest is Michael Clemens. He is Civic Media's new sports reporter, and Mike and I worked together many, many years ago, and I do want to point out and give you props. You were also very instrumental in our huge hit song.
I was going to ask!
The Packarena.
Oh, you know what? And you know something? There's a new curator of the Packer Hall of Fame because a friend of ours, Doug Russell, he was just talking to the guy. And I said, you know what? I got to get the Packarena into the Packer Hall of Fame.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be the culmination of my entire life, Mike.
So, Kristen, everybody knew that the Packers now, this was like in the 96 season, they had a real shot at getting to the Super Bowl with Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre and Reggie White. And the Macarena was out, and
yep,
there were people that were actually doing dancing in parking lots to the Macarena that were like Packer fans. And our program director, I give him credit, Brian Kelly, said, you know, there's something there. And you know, he'd worked in Chicago when they'd had the Super Bowl shuffle song that the Bears did when they went to the Super Bowl back in 1985. So one day he came to us, you know, to me and Jane and Dan, we were doing this morning show, and said, you guys aren't leaving until I see something on my desk regarding the Packers. I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there like, well, what do we do? And then I got an idea. Wait a minute. I grabbed the roster, and I just started writing down names of players. like Chimura and Favre and all Reggie and all these guys. And then we sort of, you know, we played the Macarena in the background. So we sort of came up with the lyrics, and I turned that in. And the boss said, okay, all right, you got something going here.
Good job.
And then Dan and I were able to leave the office and go golfing. So the next day, because Jane's got a strong music background, she and Brian worked on it. Then he took us down to a state-of-the-art studio down in Chicago, and we all recorded it. And Jane did, you know, the lead because she's a good singer. And we played it. And it's like, okay. Well, no, it went nuts. I mean, at one point, we were at with then County Stadium in the parking lot, and there were 10,000 people standing in line to buy a cassette single of this thing, which we were using for a fundraiser. I can't remember the...
It was the Cap Fund, Mike. It was the Cap Fund.
The Cap Fund, yeah, the Cap Fund. I mean, you know, it almost got out of control. It was people back at our corporate offices were like, oh, my God, you know, we don't really have the rights to this. What do we do?
You're like, ooh.
Ruh-roh. But we ended up... Yeah.
Did you get in any trouble?
We didn't. And we ended up raising... Mike, I want to think... I think it was like $92,000 for the Child,
oh, yeah.
for the Child Abuse Prevention Fund. And at $5 a pop. At five yeah. bucks per cassette. So we sold...
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. We sold thousands of those things. It was so,
a lot of fun.
It was so much fun. Yeah, it was a ball.
I like the demand of be creative now.
Do it.
Figure it out. And you guys did. You delivered.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, deadline pressure can sometimes be a beautiful thing, right, Kristen?
Procrastination, man. That's my M.O. So, Mike, so are you excited? I mean, as far as we're so excited to have you here at Civic Media and be able to have you come on the show and break down the stories. And so you're based in Green Bay, but will we get you down to Milwaukee for some of the Bucks and Brewers games?
Just the opposite. Actually, I live in the Milwaukee area.
Oh!
So... And I have to make the drive 2 hours and 17 minutes and 37 seconds of spending on the stoplights from Milwaukee to Green Bay. But then I stay up here for 3 or 4 days for practices or the games and all that. And then I also travel and cover the Packers when they're on the road as well.
Got it.
And I plan on, you know, here's the difference. Here's the reality, folks, is that when you're watching, you know, TV, people that anchor the news, they've got to be back in the studio at 6 and 10 to do that. And so that, you know, that's half your day right there getting ready for those things. For me, and this job is that I'm covering these teams full time. See? Mm-hmm. And so I will be able to spend all day with the Brewers, you know, when they get back home next week, if they got a homestand that starts up, and in the dugout and talking to players and talking to coaches. And that just gives me more time to cover it thoroughly, and then I can get that on our shows on our Civic Media stations.
Well, we're super excited to have you, and Jane's excited to have her buddy back. So maybe when you have time, we'll get you actually in the studio
to
break down some of the stories. But we're super excited. All right, so what's your last minute projections for the Packers this year? How are you feeling?
We got about a minute.
Well, if they get to 9-8, I think that would be just fine. And that actually might get them in. It's a wild card. But they are very excited about Jordan Love, and that there's potential there. The defense, their best player is this outside linebacker, Rashawn Gary. And when he went down with a torn ACL in his knee in a game in Detroit, that was a huge drop-off for them defensively. So they may not get him back. But the Lucas Van Ness kid that they drafted at outside linebacker, a lot of talent there.
Big neck. Thick neck. That's what I know. All right, Mike Clemens, we can't wait to have you back on the show. So happy you're here at Civic Media. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
And you will be a Packer fan just like us.
Brendan, a Brooks, and an Edgar, and a Red Cheek, Jackson, and a Shimmer, and a Holmgren, and a Jackie Jones, and a Leroy, and a Newsom, and a Dorsey. Hey, Packerita, put. Brendan, a Brooks, and an Edgar, and a Red Cheek, Jackson, and a Shimmer, and a Holmgren, and a Jackie Jones, and a Leroy, and a Newsom, and a Dorsey. Hey, Packerita, put.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 44. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies. Tomorrow, highs around 72. Lows dip down to about 51. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the mid-70s. Once again, a low of 44 overnight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
News and talk. Up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and we are 40 minutes away from the weekend.
Flying through the show. It's been busy. So nice to have Mike Clemens on. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah. Did he know that you were here? Did you guys talk at all, or did he just show up one day at the All Hands and you're like, hey, Mike?
Well, we were having one of our all staff meetings, and he said, and Mike Clemens is going to be joining us. And I'm like, Mike Clemens? Mike Clemens. I know Mike Clemens. And he's a wonderful guy, really hard worker, really dedicated. And Mike, if you're listening, yes, you can lead up to a question that'll take 10 minutes.
What does that even sound like?
He's very thorough.
Okay.
So all the information that he wanted, I'm sure, answered was in that 10-minute lead-up to whatever he asked Aaron Rodgers, which is hilarious.
Because I feel like I do that sometimes where I'm formulating the question as I'm coming up with it and saying it out loud. And I'm like, well, there's like 3 parts to this. So I don't know if you're going to remember all the different aspects to listen to or answer, but go ahead.
No, he's going to be a wonderful, wonderful asset for us. And so glad he's on board with us at Civic Media.
Absolutely. Just growing and growing.
Yeah.
This is a good time to plug that no matter where you're listening, if you're listening on an actual terrestrial radio right now, go ahead and download the app. Bring us with you wherever you go.
Sure.
And so you can always find us on the Civic Media app, which you can find in your app store. You can also always go back and listen to us as a podcast if you miss any part of the show. And you can find that wherever you find podcasts, but also on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen, which is where I go and put all our show notes and the links to the things that we talk about.
Really valuable stuff, really. If you want to dig deeper into any of the things we've talked about and articles and links, and it's a wealth of information.
Wealth of information. Yes. So I'm a little bummed, because I don't even know if I would have gone to this because it's expensive, but I didn't even know it existed. Like, I didn't know it was an option. And, you know, two weeks and a day, we celebrated May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Right.
And, you know, my family's pretty big, besides my dad, but our family as a whole, big Star Wars people. And I was skimming the news this morning, and it turns out that Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, Disney World's Star Wars-themed hotel, is closing in September.
You're right. I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
No, who knew?
And so, but it also kind of makes sense because of the fact that it's closing, because it's not cheap. It's not cheap to go to.
What does it cost to stay at the Star Wars-themed hotel?
So, for 2 nights, for one person, it costs $1,200.
What?
Yeah. So
it's $600 a night.
It's 600. So it's and you can't even do just one night because it's an immersive experience.
Okay.
So it's a 2-day hotel experience, and it's basically, it blends elements from the company's resorts, the cruise lines, the theme parks into like a 48-hour romp through space. And it was first teased at one of Disney's expos in like 2019, and it was like a $1 billion project.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's in Florida, which that's a whole other thing that we can talk about, Disney's relationship with Florida at the moment. But it looks awesome. It looks so cool. And now that I like know that it's a thing, I also am not going to be able to go before it closes because our summer's already booked and I'm not allowed to get in a plane after August.
Right.
But I just, for anyone who is a Star Wars fan, it looks really cool as far as what they created. And like, I'm on their page right now, and like the dining, like they have like really weird looking food that I'm sure tastes great, but is, you know, that's like, I'm
like
the
cantina from the cantina
exactly
scene or something.
Yes, exactly. And so there's like, I'm looking at stuff right now, it looks like shrimp, but it's like dyed blue.
Oh gosh.
So I'm sure if you're not an adventurous eater, you're like, what the hell do I eat? I just paid $1,200 to be here.
Right.
But I also get like, you needed to make this, it looks so cool, and I'm sad that I'm never going to be able to experience it, but also like, you need to make it at a price point that the average person could, like, there's only so many diehard fanboy Star Wars people who also have the money to be able to do this like once of a lifetime trip.
Yeah, definitely.
Because especially if you bring a family, that's like $6,000 for 2 nights.
For 2 nights. You're right. It's just cost prohibitive.
And so, unfortunately, I would have loved to have seen this and experienced this, but I don't think it's in my future.
But how much pressure is there then to never sleep? You've only got 48 hours to live the Star Wars experience. Are you going to go to bed for 8 hours?
I don't know. So what's included? Every Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser vacation package includes a 2-night stay in a well-appointed cabin or suite, meals, excluding alcoholic and specialty beverages,
all right,
and the opportunity to live your Star Wars story through exclusive experiences, missions, and activities. So they put a sample itinerary that gives you an exciting look at some of the other many experiences that you may encounter during your voyage. And so, yeah, so it looks like there's stuff. So, like, day one, arrive at terminal, launch pod to Star Cruiser, ship orientation, light refreshments. Muster, captain's reception, dinner featuring live music, outer unexpected story moment. For example, you might prove your mettle to join an elite smuggling ring.
Ooh.
Hide a stowaway to help the resistance. Mm. Like, this sounds awesome. But they should have just done it for cheaper.
You shouldn't torture. Don't torture yourself, kid.
I know. Oh, well. Well, it sounds like in general, this is only adds to the ongoing feud, because as of now they're Disney's canceling plans for a new corporate campus in Orlando that would have moved 2,000 jobs, like six-figure jobs,
and,
to,
and this is a big money project.
Yeah, and so they're also shutting down this luxury hotel. So the saga continues, Disney v DeSantis. All right, when we come back, am I the sphincter? It's Friday, so we're doing it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A late night on Capitol Hill where negotiators met to work out a solution to the impending debt limit crisis, but they failed to walk away with a deal. ABC's Andy Field has reaction from the president's team.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre at the Japan summit saying, yes, they are talking budget cuts, but they aren't tying them to raising the debt ceiling.
This is not negotiable. This has been done 78 times since 1960.
Back in Washington, D.C., Speaker McCarthy insisting the debt and the budget are connected.
Look, we can't be spending more money money next year.
Not clear if both sides will continue talks this weekend.
As Biden administration officials look on from Hiroshima, where the president is attending the G7 summit, American officials are announcing they've agreed to let Ukrainian pilots begin training on F-16 fighter jets. This marks a reversal for Biden, who told ABC News back in February that Ukrainian soldiers did not need that training. Questions remain over who will supply those F-16s. This is ABC News.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Everything you said was a lie. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, and this is our third week doing this.
I believe so. Yes,
where we're just ending the week with a little MI. We're calling it MI the sphincter. Although, as of yesterday, talking to Dr. Lyerly, a sphincter can be in more parts of your body than the one we always think of.
You're right. We learned that there's one at the bottom of your esophagus.
Yes, and that leads to your stomach, and that I may have a lazy one right now, which is why, due to my pregnancy, which is why I'm burping and having heartburn, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, you lazy sphincter.
You lazy sphincter. Mm. This is also MI the a-hole. Well, there's the other one.
There you go.
We look at Reddit, which there is a subreddit that is called Am I the A-hole? And people submit their own dilemmas as far as something they're dealing with in their life. And then they open themselves for the internet to weigh in on whether or not they are right or wrong.
Good, bad, whatever.
In the situation. So then we take some of the ones that sound the most interesting and we give our opinion. We ask for your opinion. which you can always provide at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can call, you can text. You can also, if you're watching us on YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook, you can also leave a comment, and I can see that and read it as well. But we'll this first one, I think is challenging.
Okay.
I think I know where I stand on it, but also until this kid comes out, I don't know if my mind will change once she's here. But, all right. Am I the a-hole for demanding my daughter to take the bus to school? All right, here we go. My daughter, 11-year-old female, rides the bus to school every morning out of convenience to my wife, who's 41, and me, I'm 43. My wife leaves for work around 6 a.m., and my daughter is picked up by the bus at 6:45 a.m. I work from home, and my first conference is usually 8 a.m., even though I have a big enough time window to take my daughter to school, I insisted that she rode on the bus so that she would have her own independence. She made friends on the bus and enjoyed taking it after just a few weeks. Suddenly, though, a boy that rides that same bus started picking on her.
There's always one.
In her words, he called her fat, piggy, ugly, whore, etc. After she told my wife and I what happened, my wife wanted me to take our daughter to school. I explained that she needs to face bullies head on instead of finding an easy way out by me taking her. My wife got mad at me and accused me of only wanting to sleep in and not taking it seriously enough. I love my daughter and I don't want her to be called names, but I don't think she should have an easy solution that won't require her to make her own decisions. Am I the a-hole for demanding my daughter take the school to bus? Let's take the bus to school.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What do you think?
I think because his reason, at least if he's being honest, his reason isn't because I don't want to take her to school because it's inconvenient. It's the life lesson of dealing with hardship. And so I think my gut instinct is I kind of side with the dad that, you know, is if things started escalating to physical bullying, but I think trying to coach her through how to deal with this kid is a longer term life lesson for her than, all right, well, we'll just start driving you so you don't have to, so you can just avoid this kid. So if that's truly his intention of why he is adamant that she continues to take the bus and it's not secretly because he just doesn't want to take her, then I think that's a valid argument.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. I don't have a problem provided he doesn't just toss her back on the bus without any instructions on how to deal with this.
Yeah.
Right? It can't just be, good luck, kid. You know, go, good luck. He's got to sit her down and give her some strategies, right, on how to deal with a bully.
Yeah. And
either figure out a way to make a joke at your own expense and beat the bully to the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Because that humor can be very disarming.
Mm-hmm. And just like self-effacing.
Exactly. And because the more that this little runt who called her a whore.
I know, that feels weird. 11.
And she's 11.
Although sixth grade, I feel like by sixth grade, kids were throwing terms like that around.
Really?
Like we were cursing and we don't even know, you know, it's half the times you don't even know what those words mean. But you know their names, and so...
And you know they're naughty.
Yeah, by sixth grade, I would say that there was kids using language like that.
But, yeah, I mean, you've got to give her some tools before you throw her back in with all the sharks. But I agree with you, and you certainly can't rescue her from every bad situation. She is going to have to face these things in the real world.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so it's interesting because I'm reading the first couple responses on Reddit and there's a lot of people saying, yes, he's the jerk.
Really?
Yeah. And so some of the first ones, like, so they, the acronyms are either NTA or YTA. So either yes, you are, or no, you're not.
Okay.
So one says, yes, the a-hole for saying that your daughter needs to face the bullies instead of finding an easy way out. She's only 11. It's going to be difficult for her to stand up for herself. And if the bullying continues, you will see some personality changes in your daughter pretty soon because it takes quite a toll on someone. You need to help her and not just let her face this by herself. It's not wrong for her to continue taking the bus, but talk to the bully's parents, talk to him, talk to the school, tell your daughter specifically how to handle it, et cetera, and don't just say she needs to do it on herself. And I agree with that.
Yeah, me too. And again, you got to give her some tools with how to deal with this instead of just wishing her luck and shoving her back on the bus, because that's kind of cold.
Well, and I also, like, what are the dynamics? I never took the bus to school. I either walked or my mom drove me because, you know, I was spoiled or whatever. But what role does the bus driver ever play on a school bus? Like, whose jurisdiction does the school bus become when there's a jerk on the bus?
But if you got 45, 50 kids on there.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure bus drivers don't make like a ton of money to like be dealing with like babysitting.
And the noise volume, you know, the noise level on a school bus must be massive. I don't even know how a driver would be able to pick out whether or not bullying comments are being made. If there's any bus drivers, I would love to talk to you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Because I'm sure they try to do some, but they're driving. It's not like they can walk.
Yeah,
you know,
totally. And there's, I don't think there's like a bus monitor to like be there sitting and making sure everything's going okay. And it's interesting scrolling through, and we would love to hear from you. Is this guy the jerk for basically wanting his daughter to face her bully on the school bus, even though he has the time and the ability to drive her to school so she could avoid this kid altogether? But he wants her to keep taking it as far as the life lesson of learning how to deal with a jerk. And I would say most, so we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because, I don't know, my gut instinct was kind of like, and I agree, there's probably not enough context of like, all right, are you going to help her?
Right.
Or is there escalation as far as letting the school know, figuring out who this kid is. It also is interesting because I think recently our niece is in kindergarten. She's turning 6 in June. And there was reports that there was a kid in her class. And it still wasn't clear of like a kid. And this was kindergartens, right?
Yep.
And there was a kid who was if he was like flailing his body, or if he was actually hitting kids. But kids got hit by this kid. And whether it was like he was being so disruptive and just like not intentionally angrily hitting kids, but still making contact. And it's interesting how quickly when it's your kid. I mean, there's a little bit of a certain extent that he like heard his 11-year-old be called a whore. And his fatherly instincts weren't like, I'm going to fillet this kid. Like, I feel like if this was Mike and it's our kid 11 years from now, he would have to restrain himself from beating up a sixth grader.
Well, and that protective instinct, I can't even imagine how much, you know, that kicks in when it's your child being picked on and your child being bullied. But other than humor, and I know everybody's dealt with a bully at one point or another in their lives. Other than using humor, what is the best way to defuse a bully?
That's a good question.
Right? I mean, again, there
ignore
have to be,
them if
ignore
you can.
Them, right? Because that just feeds them. The more that they see that it bothers you, the more joy they get out of it. So, yeah, ignoring it.
Which is hard.
Yeah.
Humor is, you know, if you can get some zingers back at them.
If you can pull it off when you're 11.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what the like best advice for bullying between humor and pretending you don't care. I feel like at least with my brother, as I've talked about before, it was like the sooner you can realize like they can't get under your skin, the sooner they'll lose
get
interest
bored.
In
yeah.
doing it.
Sure.
But other than that, I don't know.
Well, we'll find some experts.
Some bullying experts.
There have to be workable strategies.
And it's
other than taking up boxing.
But it's also interesting the variations of bullying, like name calling. And, you know, kind of what the girl, like, you know, so often what the difference between girl bullies and boy bullies are, which is not always true. There's obviously boy bullies who just say names and it's verbal. But, you know, is there also the difference between when things get physical versus names? Because, you know, the old saying of sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, like, words do hurt.
Absolutely, they do.
And is one... How do you escalate? Do you escalate one or the other differently? Is one taken more seriously than the other in schools and like all of these different things? But then it's also interesting because then there's also the conversations around like how soft kids are today.
We do have a lot of helicopter parenting and parents swoop in to fix everything.
Yeah. And instead of to a certain extent, you know, like that's part of the idea of. You know, there's some theories that go to why the anxiety and the depression and stuff with younger generations is just like there was not a lot of like self-sufficiency and independence to have to figure things out instead of relying on your parents to make it better for you.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
And again, I can't even imagine how difficult it must be as a parent to allow your child to fail. In any aspect, or lose, you know, in any situation, it's got to be extremely painful.
I think it's pain, yeah.
But it's part of life.
But that's almost like the sports thing is, right? It's like that's like the playing sports, you're not going to win every game. And that's part of the like the life lessons of actually playing in it. Like there's going to be people who are better than you on your team. So if they start ahead of you because they're better, then that's you got to work harder. Or if they play a team and... they're a lot better than like that's part of the lesson of this of playing sports. But it's also like it's the same thing if you go out for the musical. Like, you know how many musicals I auditioned for that I acting wise, I would have been great as the lead. I would have made a great Annie. I also would have been entirely flat on most of those notes. And so like I had to learn the lesson, just like in sports, where it's like, well, someone who could actually sing better than you got the part. You're an orphan in the chorus.
Deal with it, orphan. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton, we only have a minute. You are a bus driver.
Oh!
How do you deal with bullies?
If it's verbal, it's very nearly impossible because, as you said, it's noisy, and unless they're sitting right behind you, you can't hear them. If the child that's getting bullied reports it to us, we can confront the child that's supposedly doing the bullying. If they admit it, well, that's one road. They usually don't. And there isn't really a whole lot we can do if we don't see them doing it. And like you said, we do have to spend a fair amount of our time watching the road.
Totally.
Exactly.
That's the main job.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, Jim, that's all the time we got. We're coming up against a break.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. We love that you're always listening on the bus. But when we come back, I actually have one more example that I feel very adamant about. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Shrimp roll!
You're a douche, I'm a douche, just a big
very adamant about. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 44 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Highs around 72. Lows dip down to about 51 tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid 70s. Once again, a low of 44 overnight. Highs reach 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Boys,
what you gonna say down there?
Our boys,
what you gonna say down there?
Palama, Shalama, Swanee Shore. Let me take that jive once more.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinair. And I wanted to just do one more.
Am I the sphincter?
Am I the sphincter?
Sure.
Because this one, I don't think there's much of a debate on this one.
We'll
and so
find
we
out.
Will end on this on a Friday. And obviously, it's a little personal. Not yet, but it probably will feel personal by October. Am I the a-hole for not covering up more to float in my pool? I have an above-ground pool in my backyard. It's almost as tall as the fence, so you can see into it from my neighbor's deck and a lot of their windows. In short, it's not very private. I'm 8 months pregnant.
Okay.
And getting pretty uncomfortable.
I'm sure.
Being in water helps enormously, so I like to spend a good chunk of my time most evenings just floating in my pool. I wear a bikini to do this because it's about a million times easier than fighting with a one piece. The end result of this is that my neighbors get an eyeful of large, pale, wear sunscreen kids, stretch mark covered belly when they look in the direction of my backyard. The other day, my neighbor stopped my husband when he was on his way out to ask if I could cover up more in the pool. Apparently, they're avoiding using their deck because seeing so much of my body is uncomfortable for them. My husband laughed as if they were joking and they didn't press, but now they've started giving me dirty looks whenever they see me. Am I the a-hole for subjecting my neighbors to my pasty pregnant body on the regular? And I say no, absolutely not. First of all, you're pregnant, and one of the few things that you can do to feel better is float in your pool. Two, it's your backyard. Three, tell them to get over it and stop being such prudes.
Well, are their chairs bolted down to their deck, only facing in one direction? If it bothers you so much, you can't face a different direction for another month? You're that offended by pregnancy?
You're that offended by a person? I mean, and also, like, at least, I mean, it's one thing if she was going out there butt naked, but
well,
it's like,
yes.
At least she's put a bikini on.
Well, and I can't even, it's bad enough for me trying to get into a one-piece suit. I can't imagine a woman at 8 months pregnant trying to get into a one-piece suit. That sounds like a punishment.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think it's still private property, right? Like, is obscenity laws, like, in your own backyard, can you just be naked?
Not if you're in the view of the public, I wouldn't think so.
I don't know. It's a good...
I mean, you could try gardening in the nude. I don't think that'll go very far.
That's what you're going to try out this weekend?
No. I will not be doing nude gardening.
No nude mulching. No nude mowing of the lawn.
Pretty much, no.
I definitely think that she's in the right.
Well, you don't have to stare in that direction. Can't you just make some adjustments?
And just like, could you just being such a jerk to like give her bad looks as far as like, oh, I can't believe your unsightly body is ruining my view. Well,
Don't we love babies?
We love babies. And I feel like every time people are pregnant, they're so like, you're like so excited for them that they're pregnant. Like you, they get, I feel like this is the one time in your life where you get like a pass where people actually like do stuff for you and they give up their seat for you and they lift things up for you.
Right.
And it's all these things. You're like, no, I can actually, I can still do it. Like I have a functional, like I'm not disabled, but I don't, I may be able to change my tune when I'm 8 months pregnant versus 4 or 5 or
eight,
whatever I am right now.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY is the pregnant floater in the wrong. Should she have to cover up because her pregnant body floating in the pool is so offensive to her neighbors? 844-96-PARTY. People, lighten up.
Lighten up.
Come on.
Don't be such prudes.
Let go. Go. Get your own pool.
But it's also interesting because she wrote it. She wrote neighbor, B-O-U-R.
Oh, it's England then.
So it's England then.
Mm.
But which is also interesting because if this was only written a day ago, how cold? Isn't it still cold in England right now?
Well,
to be floating around in a pool?
I would say it would be on the chilly side.
That's what I was thinking. I was sometimes, like, where does this person live that they're, unless they're English and they've moved somewhere warm?
Well, that's possible too. But, you know, England has been subjected to some pretty intense heat waves.
Recently?
In recent years, yes.
In recent years, but I didn't know if it was like warm right now.
No idea.
I wish we could have a heat wave.
Don't say that.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm ready. I've also been sitting in this air-conditioned room for the last 3 hours, and I feel like I'm going to get a cold from it. It's been pretty cold in this room.
I know it has been. But see, for me, the weather the last couple of days, it could stay like this all summer.
Really?
Yes. It's perfect.
There's been no sun.
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, the smoke from the Canadian fires made it seem like it was pretty overcast.
It is hazy. And hopefully those fires, they're going to be able to control those. And that haze will start dissipating. We do actually have an air quality advisory in effect that the DNR issued because of that smoke haze from Canada. So, and that is in effect until later tonight.
All right.
Just so you know.
Good to know.
And be careful floating in your pools.
Be careful floating in your pools.
Oh, we do have one text I wanted to share at 844-967-2789. We were talking about bullying in the earlier segment. From the 414, my grandson was bullied. A classmate took his glasses and told him if he bought him lunch, he would get his glasses back. This happened for a while. One day he opened up to his aunt. She told his mother, who told it to the principal. Then they watched the kid. He was caught, spoken to, and the problem went away.
Okay.
Been fine since. No one suspended. Handled at the school parent level.
Good. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just a matter of, you know, you don't want to be a narc, but like, sometimes you got to escalate things.
Well, and at
least, especially if it's your glasses. He can't do anything without his glasses.
Well, what kind of a poopy kid?
His glasses. He needs his glasses. What movie is that from?
That was from the 414.
No. That quote, when she goes, she needs his glasses. He needs his glasses. My Girl. You never saw My Girl?
I saw it once, and I know it's about a daughter of a mortician.
It is?
A long time ago.
Oh, you need to see My Girl. It's when her friend dies, and he is in the funeral home, and he doesn't have his glasses, and she's, Oh, man, that fell flat. That's a flat way to end the week.
On that happy note,
this has been a very fun week. We got another week coming up next week of great guests and great topics. But as always, thank you for being part of the show by texting and calling. And as always, we love to hear from you at by emailing us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. We will be back on Monday at 11. And until then, have a great weekend. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Drive on my middle side. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm